This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Advocates packed the Albuquerque City Council chambers last night in support of a proposal to spend $250,000 to help care for migrants passing through the city as they seek asylum. Support for the measure was overwhelming, but not unanimous, and it passed by a vote of 6-3. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more.
The Department of Homeland Security has dropped off more than 2,000 people in Albuquerque over the last 2 months. The asylum seekers have all needed the basics: food, shelter, sometimes medical attention. And many of the volunteers who've been providing those basics showed up Monday night to tell the city councilors what they've seen.
I've held three-year-olds who cried for their mothers, and their mothers didn't cross with them.
Saira Namaste is a single mom in Albuquerque who's been volunteering with the migrants in Las Cruces since last year. She says she was there the day after Christmas when ICE dropped people off in El Paso in the middle of the night, and says the city wasn't prepared.
This is forward thinking. People are coming to our city. Our city should respond with all of us who have been volunteering.
All around the room, people wore orange shirts in solidarity with New Mexico Dream Team and the faith-based organizations doing the bulk of the aid work. Beatrice Valencia with Albuquerque Interfaith said she identifies with what many of the families are going through, often fleeing violence or unrest.
I'm a Latina that is an immigrant myself, and I saw this type of things happening in my country. But I was a kid, I was not able to do anything about it. But here in the U.S., you had the possibility to do something.
Steve Morrison volunteered with Catholic Charities after hearing Mayor Tim Keller's call for help in March.
I have a wife and kids. I cannot imagine the family conversation to decide which parent and which child to take on a one-way journey with the hope of someday being reunited. At the risk of alienating my friends in orange shirts, I want to go on the record. I am a registered Republican. I'm a social conservative. I'm white, obviously. This should not be a political issue. This is a human issue. Please be human.
Michelle Melendez with the city's Office of Equity and Inclusion said the migrants are people who have presented themselves to border officials. They've had to interview about why they're afraid to return home. And after a thorough vetting, they've been given immigration documents to travel in the U.S. until they're scheduled to be in immigration court.
And so they stay in our city for just a few days as they're connecting with their sponsor, who has been listed on those immigration documents as a person responsible for getting them to their court date.
Nearly four dozen people signed up to comment. Several argued against the measure, saying the city should spend that public money helping its own residents.
My voice is for those who are being hungry in this town every single day.
Adelius D. Stith is a veteran and a father of five who lives in Albuquerque.
Unfortunately, I have to see veterans standing on the corners begging. We have serious problems. How can we be reasonable and responsible adults and leaders and not take care of our own children, but we're willing to take taxpayer dollars to help someone else? How can we do that?
The city council voted along party lines.
The motion passes. Thank you.
I'm actually really excited. We knew that we had the support of the counselors.
Luis Leyva is a graduating senior at UNM and advocacy lead with the New Mexico Dream Team.
So what the New Mexico Dream Team does is that because we are the Spanish-speaking, one of the only Spanish-speaking organizations that does this job, is that we call the sponsors. We arrange those travels and that we make sure that they have the ticket and that they will get home safe.
The $250,000 will come out of the city's nearly billion-dollar budget and go mostly to the handful of organizations that have been providing humanitarian aid since March. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Tune in Thursday morning at 8. We'll continue our coverage of efforts to assist migrants seeking asylum on Let's Talk New Mexico. Email comments and questions to letstalk@kunm.org or call in live during the show. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.